Welcome to Wednesday Night Bible Study. We are glad to be here, and we're glad that you decided to join us this evening. I'm Sarah Jane Nixon. I'm the pastor at New Dublin.
My name is Don Hanshew. I'm one of the pastors here at Dublin United Methodist Church. Super glad to have you with us.
We are going to be studying John 14, verses 27. So if you are following along with us on your computer, your phone, or with a physical Bible, I will encourage you to go ahead and flip there, and it again will be verse 27. But before we read that, will you pray for us?
I would love to. Let's pray. God, we join together in your spirit, recognizing that it's through you and you alone that we have peace. We may be unsettled because of activities that happened today or this week, things that are going on in the world, or just in our own secret parts of our heart. But we pray for your peace to guide us now as we study, as we listen, and as we learn together. In the name of your Son, we pray. Amen.
Amen. So, this is towards the end of the Gospel of John. And Jesus is essentially saying goodbye to his disciples. He says, you're not going to see me here in a little while. But then he says, but I'm not going to leave you as an orphan. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit. And he's going to remind you of everything that I've taught you. And then he says, this is 27, peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid.
I love that.
It's great. Yeah. This is the lectionary reading for today, and it's really, this bit of it really stuck out to me, because so often I don't have peace. And I think as a whole, we don't have peace, you know, as a community and as a nation and as a world, really. We keep reading, you know, the news articles about the rates of anxiety and depression skyrocketing, and
which can lead to eating disorders. It can lead to other just kind of relationship
insomnia.
Dysfunction. Yeah, insomnia. And I'm sure some of you who are watching, you know this. You relate to this.
Mm-hmm. And I suffer from anxiety, situational anxiety usually. I glom onto this scene. Peace, I need peace. So often I need peace. And what really strikes me about this is that it comes in connection with Jesus' promise that even if we can't see him anymore, we're not left alone.
And I like how the not being alone, anxiety mm-hmm. often comes from you feel like you are alone, and you often make bad choices when you're alone. But I love how he promises this peace, and he says, now, I'll not give you as the world gives, so do not. I mean, just say that alone is powerful, but then, so do not let your hearts be troubled mm-hmm. or be afraid. What comfort is that?
Absolutely.
I mean, a great comforter provides that in that way, so our anxiety and our peace really does come.
Absolutely, and he calls the Holy Spirit the advocate here, and a lot of times my lack of peace comes from the feeling that I'm not enough, that I'm inadequate, that I'm not up to facing whatever I'm facing in my life, or I'm not up to making decisions that I need to make. And to have the Holy Spirit specifically as an advocate, somebody who's even advocating against yourself, for yourself, right? That you're not having to make these decisions by yourself. You know, maybe you do feel inadequate. Maybe, strictly speaking, you are inadequate, but you're not doing it alone. And the Holy Spirit is more than adequate. That's that Jesus called it, you know, because there's so many names for the Holy Spirit, so many titles, and for this one to be advocate is...
Your advocate, in your corner, wanting what's best for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you are struggling with something this week, if you just wake up with that sense of dread in the pit of your stomach, I want to encourage you to take this gift of Jesus, memorize this verse, peace I leave with you. Even if that's the only bit you can remember, I understand. Sometimes it's hard to memorize. But if you wake up in the morning and you're just feeling it, just to take a deep breath and remember that you have an advocate and that Jesus has left you his peace. Peace I leave with you. Maybe that'll help.
Let's pray. God, as we connect with each other online, we just pray that your peace would permeate each person who's connected. We pray, Lord, that in that situation that they have difficulty talking to others about, and the situation that's maybe evolving at work, or the health that's changing dramatically in their own life, or those or that of a loved one, or just their financial situation that's trying to evolve in a way, and they're trying to resist that or trying to overcome that. Whatever the sources of that anxiety or that concern, Lord, we just pray in the powerful movement of your Spirit that your peace would fill all the broken places and make things smooth. Strengthen us, Lord, when we trust in you. Strengthen us to follow you. In the name of your Son, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
We'll see you next week.